Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Saving woodland caribou in Alberta depends on three factors. According to Dr. Rick Schneider of the Integrated Landscape Management Program at the University of Alberta, this means curtailing industrial activity, reclaiming seismic lines and roads, and culling wolves. But the costs are high. So with the help of computer modeling, Dr. Schneider has developed what he calls a triage approach to help people decide which herds to save.
There are some that are doing not so bad, some that are almost on the edge of extinction right now. So ranking herds on a variety of factors, beyond just where their trends are and how big their populations are, there's a number of other factors to take into account. And then their costs. Some are very expensive. The ones that sit right atop the oil sands are literally, you know, tens of billions of dollars of opportunity cost lost there, whereas other entire ranges really have not much oil or gas value at all, could be protected for next to no cost to the Crown. So by weighing all these factors, you can provide a ranking of the herds. Which one would be, you know, the first herd you pick if you could only do one?
Without the triage approach, Dr. Schneider believes we'll lose all the caribou herds. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.